Come, let us sing to Adonai. Let us praise the God of all creation. O Holy One, open my lips, and my mouth will proclaim your praise. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to Adonai. Alleluia. On this day, the first of days, God our Abba's name we praise, who creation, source and spring, did the world from darkness bring. On this day, the eternal Son over death his triumph won. On this day the Spirit came with those gifts of living flame. God, you made woman and man, God-like in your loving plan. Fill us with that love divine, that like stars we too may shine. Word made flesh, all praises be. You from sin have set us free, and with you we die and rise unto God in sacrifice. Holy Spirit, you impart gifts of love to every heart. Give us light and grace, we pray. Fill our hearts this holy day. God, O blessed three in one, may your holy will be done. In your word our souls are free, as we praise the Trinity. Amen. Let the heavens rejoice, and earth be glad, at the presence of Adonai, who comes to save. Sing a new song to Adonai. Sing it and bless God's name. Sing it everyone and everywhere. Proclaim God's help every day. Tell every nation about the triumph, God's glory and wonders among the peoples. A God so great deserves all praise and the dread of all other gods. Far too many value their worthless idols, but it was Adonai who made the heavens. To God belong majesty and power, and splendorous beauty in the temple. Proclaim Adonai, O families of nations. Praise the glory of God's power. Praise the glory of the holy name. Bring gifts to offer in the temple. Worship with reverence and awe. O earth, join us in praise. Tell it among the nations. Adonai reigns with justice. As the firmness of earth is not swayed, nothing will sway the justice of God. Let heaven and earth be glad. The sea and its creatures render praise. The fields and their animals exult. The trees and their birds sing for joy at the presence of Adonai who comes to reign on earth. With justice, God will set earth aright. With truth, restore the world to order. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Let the heavens rejoice and earth be glad at the presence of Adonai, who comes to save. A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. We speak a wisdom to those who are mature, not a wisdom of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are passing away. Rather, we speak God's wisdom, mysterious, hidden, which God predetermined before the ages for our glory, and which none of the rulers of this age knew. For if they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
The depth of the riches and the wisdom and the knowledge in God. How unsearchable God's judgments, how untraceable God's ways. Source, guide, and goal of all that is. To whom be glory forever. Amen. If your sibling has something against you, leave your offering and first make peace. Blessed be Adonai, the God of Israel, who visits this people to set us free, raising for us a sign of salvation in the house and family of David. God promised throughout past ages, in words of holy prophets, to save us from our enemies and from the control of our oppressors. Adonai favored our ancestors and remembered the sacred covenant. The pledge to Abraham and Sarah is now renewed for us, that freed from the grip of our foes, we might worship without fear and be both just and holy for the rest of our days. And you, child called Prophet of the Most High, will go ahead to prepare the way by teaching this people of salvation through forgiveness of their sins. For the loving compassion of the Holy One, as the rising sun will shine upon us, to illumine the darkness and dispel death's shadow, to guide our feet on the way of peace. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. If your sibling has something against you, leave your offering and first make peace.
that all of us who have been called and gifted to be salt of the earth and light of the world may overcome what divides us and may join our voices in proclaiming good news for the poor, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That political and economic leaders may be filled with God's spirit of compassion and lead with honesty, justice, and a passion for the flourishing of all, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the love and example of those who live and work in the darkness of violence, poverty, and corruption may be light and hope for those who suffer most, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That those who have received more may be freed to share their abundance with those who are oppressed by racism, classism, and violence, let us pray. Hear us, O God. That the sacredness of all life and the rights of all human and all earthly beings may be upheld in the hearts and in the laws of all peoples and nations, let us pray. Hear us, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. O Holy One, source, guide, and goal of all that is, you called and gifted Jesus for a ministry of teaching and proclaiming the good news, curing every disease and illness among the people, and fulfilling the law and the prophets. You have called and gifted each of us to continue his mission and ministry in a great variety of ways with a wonderful diversity of gifts. When we go astray, help us wake up and change direction so that we may channel our lives and our energies into preparing the way for your reign on earth as it is in heaven, where yours is the power and glory of love, now and forever. Amen. May the Spirit of God kindle in our hearts the love of God and neighbor that is the fulfillment of the law. Amen. Let us bless the world with peace and give thanks to God.